This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, the Daytona 500 is this Sunday, and Danica Patrick will make history as the first female driver to start in the pole position. Problem is, fewer and fewer Americans are taking the time to sit through NASCAR races these days, and NASCAR is hoping a new ad campaign will help change that, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The average NASCAR fan is 47 years old. NASCAR's new ad campaign is meant to appeal to a younger audience. It features close-ups of drivers looking tough.
In order to finish first,
somebody's got to finish second.
I hate second.
There are flashes of race cars, a couple of drivers shoving each other. Kim Brink is NASCAR's vice president for marketing. She says the idea is to highlight the suspense and drama of racing.
You never know when someone's going to crash. You never know when someone's going to pass another guy. You never know when a driver's going to get in a fight.
Brink says NASCAR is aiming its ads at Hispanics, some are in Spanish, and millennials. She says they're also targeting 8 to 12-year-olds. Will it work?
NASCAR is doing all the right things, but they may be doing it for the wrong sport.
That's brand strategist Adam Hanft. He says even a polished ad campaign won't change the fact that car racing is time-consuming.
It's a huge time suck. You kind of in for the day.
Perhaps not the best sport for time-starved, multitasking millennials. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.